Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Autumn Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. We're glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio, and we're glad to be able to send forth the light and the truth of God's Word and send out these broadcasts to your listening station. Amen. Well, I hope you had a good night in the Lord's house last night. We did here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Felt like God met with us and felt like we had a good time of fellowship and even prayer time. What a blessing it was. Amen. We had a number of requests and a lot of needs that we know going on. And I want to thank God for answering prayer. Amen. Already today, I've had somebody report prayer that was answered. Amen. And I thank God for that and appreciate Him for doing those things. Amen. Speaking of the power of prayer, why don't we just go to the Lord in prayer together at this time? Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you and thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank you, dear God, for just being so good in giving your darling son that we might be saved. Lord, we just celebrated the birth of the Lord Jesus. But there's much more than just the birth of a little baby, much more than just the birth, the incarnation of God in flesh come to dwell with us. Lord, you allowed your son to live and die. He lived a perfect, sinless life, but also a pauper's life, a life not of excellence and extravagance, but a life of humbling and serving. And that was the attitude that he had. I thank you, dear God, for that. But then also that he died a very humiliating death, and that he didn't stay dead, but he got up the third day from the grave. Oh, bless his glorious name. Thank you, Lord, for being the resurrected Son of God. Thank you that you still offer salvation. Lord, I pray that you'd help now on the broadcast today. Meet these needs as we bring them before you. Father, use the words, speak to somebody's heart, and I pray you'd get the glory. We'll thank you and glorify thy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And amen. Well, I do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to move along in the program. I've got two songs lined up here before we go to the message today. I've got the Shepherd family singing. First of all, a song entitled, He Lives in Me. And then, secondly, I've got one that my wife said it's her favorite one that we ever recorded. This is the Shepherd family singing At the Crossing. Hope these two songs are a blessing to you.
Turn, if you will, in your Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter number 1. The book of Revelation, chapter number 1. I'm just going to read verse 1. Verse number 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. I'm going to preach on the first half of this verse by the help of the Lord. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants. And I'm going to stop there as my subject. It means an unveiling, and I want to look at that thought and deal with the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Now, first of all, the first point is the first phrase, the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is the title of this book. And amen. So it's not the revelation of St. John. The scripture says it plainly. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, the title uses that word, the revelation. Now, I'm talking about how this word's translated, the revelation of Christ. It's translated only one time as the word coming, and that's in 1 Corinthians 1:7, talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus. It's translated one time as the word appearing in 1 Peter 1:7, and again, it's talking about the appearing of the Lord Jesus. So what the word's talking about is the Lord being unveiled, the Lord being revealed unto them. Now, since our text is talking about the revelation or the uncovering, unveiling of Jesus Christ,
He's got to reveal Himself. Now, He came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came that He might be lifted up, that He might draw all men to Him. He came with the intention of lightening every man somewhere along His path. I believe Jesus Christ is willing to lighten every man. But I'm telling you, you can't get saved when you want to. You can't twist God's arm. You can't say the right kind of prayer. You can't do the right kind of works. You cannot bring salvation to yourself or anybody else unless Jesus reveals Himself. That's the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that I'm talking about. That He wants to reveal Himself. Amen. That's why there's no salvation anywhere else. That's why Buddhism does not bring people to salvation. Amen. Mormonism does not bring people to salvation. You go on, whatever religion you want to bring out. Religion does not bring men to salvation. He must come through Jesus. That's the only way. It's the only way He can come to God. Jesus said in John 10:30, I and My Father are one. Amen. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. You'll never see the Father without you see Jesus. And all through the Old Testament, God revealed Himself to mankind. But He took upon Himself the form of a man in the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. God was manifest. Who was that? That was Jesus Christ. Took upon Himself the form of a man. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, here's my phrase, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. I'm saying Jesus Christ is the very person of God. Jesus Christ is the very portrait of God. Jesus Christ is the only way you can see God. Amen. So we can plainly see through the Scriptures that all prophecy is actually talking about Jesus. Amen. He's the Word. Everything God's going to do for us, He's going to do through Jesus. Amen. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. He said, and I fell at His feet to worship Him. And He said unto me, see thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All prophecy is talking about Jesus in some form, is what He said. So the revelation, the book of Revelation, is just showing us more about Jesus. It's not just to show us the future. It's not just to show us the Antichrist. It's to show us Jesus. It's to reveal Jesus to us. That's what it's all about. Amen. That's what every sermon ought to be. Amen. I know sometimes we preach, for example, sometimes you preach about faithfulness. Well, if you'd see Jesus like you ought to, you'd be faithful. Amen. You can name a lot of things. You'd preach about how people dress. If you'd see Jesus like you ought to, you wouldn't want to dress in a way that dishonor Him and displease Him. Amen. I'm just saying we ought to want to see Him unveiled. This book of Revelation is properly the complete and final revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the final book of the book. It's the sealing up, the sum total of what we're to know about Jesus in this life. Amen. When you pick up your Bible, every page of that Bible ought to show you Jesus. Whether it's doctrine or whether it's prophecy. Or whether it's gospel. Whatever, when you're looking in there, whether it's in the gospels or the epistles or the prophecy books, all those books come together to show us the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I repeat and I confirm that the entire Bible is the story of Jesus, and the book of Revelation is an especial revealing, a special unveiling that they had not seen up to that time, but Jesus wanted us to know it. He said, I want you to tell this to my servant. Amen. All through the Bible, God has revealed Himself through Jesus in the pages of Scripture. We see Him displayed even more distinctly in the Gospels as we hear Him preach, we listen to Him teach, and we watch Him work. Amen. You can see him again, even more clearly, in the epistles when you learn of his doctrine. You learn of his government. You learn of his church. You learn of his body. Amen. You can see him more clearly in the epistles, but his work is spelled out and his will is spelled out. But we see the conclusion of the whole thing as it comes together in consummation in the book of Revelation. We see him unveiled more fully and more distinctly than ever before. Now here's my thought. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll study the book of Revelation just to find something new, something exciting. But can I tell you, I get excited thinking about His birth. I get excited thinking about His life. I get excited thinking about His death. I get excited thinking about His burial. I get excited thinking about His resurrection. I get excited thinking about His ascension. I get excited thinking about His church. I get excited thinking about His return. Thank God it's all exciting. Amen. Thinking about Jesus. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. You see that? Which God gave unto him. Now, there's not a problem with that. Jesus is God. Amen. He's as much God as the Holy Ghost is God, just as much God as the Father is God. He's God. But God has His order. And in His order, He's a triune being. And in that triune being, the Son had to subject Himself to the Father. In His justice, the Son had to condescend to be a little lower in one aspect than the Father. And that was that He might taste death. Amen. That He might be obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And Jesus Christ learned obedience in that He did submit Himself. And here's what I'm saying. God gave Jesus Christ the privilege, if I could say it that way, of revealing God to the world. Jesus did not look at the cross as drudgery. Although He hated to take the cup of sin, although He hated to have an experience and become sin, He knew no sin. He hated sin, and yet He loved sinners, and yet He loved the Father so much that He willingly went to the cross. Amen. He joyously laid His life down that He might fulfill the will of God. Amen. He counted it a joy to please the Father. John chapter 5, verse 19. While you turn, let me read Matthew 11, 27. Jesus said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. God gave Jesus the privilege of revealing the Father. Throughout the Old Testament, God's not called the Father. He's God. He's Lord. But in the New Testament, Jesus comes forth calling Him Father. Amen. When Jesus is revealed in us, we have the privilege then of also calling Him Father. Amen. John chapter 5 and verse number 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. For what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth Him all things that Himself doeth, and He will show Him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. Jesus is saying right there in that verse that God has blessed the Son with the privilege of revealing the Father to the world. God has blessed the Son with the privilege of carrying on the works of the Father and what He's seen His Father do. Look at John chapter number 7 and verse number 16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. Jesus didn't come to toot His own horn. Jesus didn't come to exalt Himself. Amen. By the way, there's a fine line here, and we've got to be careful. Jesus humbled Himself, didn't He? He humbled Himself, but He didn't just humble Himself for me and you. I'm glad He did. I'm glad He tasted death for me and you. But He humbled Himself that the Father might be glorified. Amen. He humbled Himself that the Father might be magnified and exalted and people might come to God. And the only way they could was for Him to humble Himself and become obedient unto death. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 26. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but He that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him. I underline that phrase. I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him. They understood not that He spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, underline that phrase, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. Amen. Why did Jesus go to Calvary? Because it pleased the Father to bruise Him. Amen. Why did Jesus take our sins upon Him? Because He said, nevertheless, Thy will be done. He's doing the will of the Father. Everything He does that God might be known and seen and manifest to the sons of men. Amen. One more, John chapter 12. Boy, the book of John really reveals us the deity of Jesus Christ. Reveals Him as the obedient Son. Verses 49 and 50, last two verses of chapter 12. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Somehow, God in His omniscience decreed it to be so that in order for man to know God, they'd have to see Him revealed in the Son. It's interesting, isn't it, how that many times you can see the dad in the son. You look at a picture of somebody today that's alive today, but a picture of them when they was 20 years ago, and you'll say, boy, that looks just like... Matter of fact, Brother Steve did that at our house the other day. Looked at our wedding picture, and that slim and trim young man that was in that picture, and he said, that looks like one of your boys. Looks like all three of my boys. I look like all three of them now. Amen. One body, but all three... All three of them have some favorite. I mean, I see things they favor their mother. But here's my point. Jesus Christ came to reveal the Father to us, and that is a natural trend that God set up that you can see the Father in the Son. But Jesus lived in such a way, He acted in such a way that men might be able to see not just Him, not just look to Him, but they might see God. That's why He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. What did He say? For I am God, and there is none other. You'll never get saved until you see Jesus as more than a man. You got to see Him more than a man that died for you. You got to see Him as God and laid down His life and tasted death that we might be saved. Amen. I am God, He said, and beside me there is none else. Amen. God the Father gave Christ the Son the privilege of revealing God to the world. And Jesus did that in His life. And He did that in His death. He did that in His resurrection. He's doing that in His church. Amen. He does that through His Word. And He will complete that in His revelation and in His reigning.
Amen. Yes, He will complete that one of these days. Thank God Jesus is revealing the Father unto us. Do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you know God? The only way to know God is to come through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.